Hey there, this is Logan Graham, telling it slant with Cooper Corrigan, Private Eye. The city. My city. A great metropolis of progress and industry. Its busy streets and shimmering buildings dazzle the eyes, but not mine. I know my city better than that. Beneath the cheerful facade lies a world of crime and criminals. I've spent my life exposing this darker side of my city. There used to be many like me, but with the incredible technological advancements of the past decade, I've become old-fashioned. Now I sit at my desk, listening to the cars fly by, looking up at the towering industrial megastructures. The year is 2144, and my name is Cooper Corrigan, Private Eye.
Hologram for you, Corrigan.
Holograms. Hollows. The personality of a crackling phone call combined with the charm of a malfunctioning TV screen. Not my favorite way to meet someone.
No thanks.
Trust me, Cooper, you're gonna want this one.
Fine, let him in.
I wondered again why doors even had to open for Hollows, but then she caught my eye.
Good evening, detective.
The simulated footsteps to maintain the illusion of reality were betrayed by her flickering figure. But even through the hologram, she was gorgeous.
Evening, miss. What can I do for you?
I need your help. It's incredibly important.
So important that you use a fuzzy hologram to contact me?
Damn, am I flickering? Mikey, boost the signal.
Sure thing, ma'am.
Suddenly, her wavering image became crisp and clear as day. She looked a bit familiar, too, now that I could see her clearly.
Looking better, Mr. Corrigan?
Yeah. Best hologram I've ever seen.
It's a new innovation over here at Prometheus Technology.
Prometheus? God, of course. You're Felicity Prometheus.
That's me, Mr. Corrigan. You know my father, right?
The Prometheus Technology Corporation built almost everything in the city. Jeremiah Prometheus was a multi-billionaire genius. He had hired me on some cases before, and this lovely lady was his daughter.
Of course I know. He's a great guy.
Well, he's been murdered.
I'm so sorry, but why come to me? Isn't this a bit too important for a private investigator?
The murderer is still somewhere in Prometheus headquarters. That's where I'm calling from. The building is under lockdown and this holophone is the only line in or out. If we called the police, we'd have to stop the lockdown and the murderer could escape.
You mean the police don't know about this?
We can't let the murder go public until we know who did it. My father always trusted you, Mr. Corrigan. You've always cracked the case for us. I just need you to do it one last time.
Cooper Corrigan, private investigator.
All right, go ahead and...
Hello, detectives. My name is Timothy. I am Mr. Prometheus's assistant. Or I was. Oh, it is so sad. I will take you to him.
Sure.
Oh, thank goodness you're here. You've met Timothy.
I introduced myself.
Yeah, we met. So, where's,
My father is-
Mr. Prometheus, who is dead, is in this room, over here. Oh no, I forgot that it is sad. I'm sorry.
It's quite all right, Timothy. Your emotion algorithms are still developing. Mikey!
Whew. Yes, ma'am?
Mikey, this is Detective Corrigan. Mr. Corrigan, this is Mikey, our electrical engineer.
Hi.
Mikey, can you unlock the study for Mr. Corrigan?
Sure thing, ma'am.
We walked into the study. I remembered it from my visits in the past. The giant picture windows on the back wall overlooked the darkened, blinking city, and in front of them was the desk of Jeremiah Prometheus. Behind the desk was Prometheus himself, leaning back comfortably in his luxurious chair. Shot through the head. There was a large man, arms folded, standing next to the body.
This is Crank. He was my father's bodyguard and head of security.
Hi.
He unfolded his arms and extended a metal hand. His entire right arm was robotic.
I hope you can find out who did this.
Me too, Crank.
They're good friends. I installed a program in Crank's arm that lets him interface with Timothy wirelessly. They're always sending each other jokes and stuff. Also, as the head of security, Crank has access to Timothy's self-destruct protocol. God forbid he should ever have to use it.
Please don't make me die.
A robot with emotional problems seems a bit dangerous. Can I trust you?
Don't worry, Mr. Detective. I may be emotionally unstable, but I am completely trustworthy.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. I've been programmed to always tell the truth, no matter what.
Huh. What's Mr. Prometheus' middle name?
Alexander.
What's 39 times 97?
3,783.
Did you kill Jeremiah Prometheus?
Nope.
Well, I guess that's all I'll be getting out of you. I'll start by questioning everyone else individually. Who was it that found the body?
I did.
All right, I'll start with you. Everyone else go wait outside. So let's hear your story.
I was in the study with him before he died. I was chatting with Timothy through the screen on my arm here while he was in engineering helping Mikey with the project. A while later, I got an emergency notification and went to check it out. It was a false alarm. When I came back, I found Mr. Prometheus and immediately locked down the building. Luckily, Felicity had just come back from the city, so she made it in before the lockdown. I have the exit and entry logs here.
Exit 2:30 p.m. Entry.
And that's about it.
Alright, that's all for now. Can you send in Mikey?
Felicity wasn't in the building during the murder. Crank showed me the exit and entry logs, and they looked alright.
Mikey, is there security footage of the incident?
Yes, sir. But there's no audio, and the killer can't be seen. They seem to know every blind spot in the security system.
Mikey took out an interfacing tablet and plugged it into the security control box on the wall. The video showed Mr. Prometheus alone at his desk. He looked up toward the door, but he didn't seem alarmed. He began to talk with the out-of-frame person. Suddenly he was scared, but an instant later two quick flashes lit up the room, and Prometheus collapsed in his chair.
Damn. Thanks for your help, Mikey. Hey, Crank said Timothy was helping you with the project during the murder.
Yeah, but not the whole time. He was helping me test the new holophone, but I just needed some files I stored on his hard drive.
Okay.
I started to examine Mr. Prometheus's body more closely. There were two bullets fired, but only one bullet hole. Right between the eyes. Pistol shot. There was only one exit wound on the back of the skull, too. I turned toward the giant glass window right behind his desk. One bullet hole.
Mikey, you can go. Can you send Timothy in?
Hi there, Detective.
Hi, Timothy. Listen, can I access your memory recordings?
Yeah, you can do it with that interface tablet.
Thanks.
I plugged the tablet into the back of Timothy's head, and the screen came to life. I was looking through Timothy's eyes.
Sir, look at this.
What, Timothy, where did you get that? Please, put that down.
Two shots to the head. So quick and accurate, they left the same entry and exit wounds. Only a robot could have had that accuracy.
Oh no, Mr. Prometheus is dead. This is sad.
Files missing.
So, Timothy, why did you kill Mr. Prometheus?
I did not.
I thought you always told the truth. I just watched you shoot him twice in the head.
That is not the truth. I did not kill. I killed him. The true program to always tell the truth. Detective, someone changed the truth. I don't know it. What is it? I did not know. I'm so sorry.
Self-destruct protocol engaged.
Detective, what happened? Timothy.
Oh no! What happened to him?
I showed them the recording on the tablet.
Oh my god!
So it was Timothy.
Well, yes. However, Mr. Crank, you appear to have a notification on your arm.
Self-destruct. But I didn't...
He lifted me into the air, his mechanical hands slowly tightening around my neck. I drew my gun.
No, please, don't shoot. I'm sorry, it's not me, it's...
He let go. I looked up and saw him, his metal hand on his own throat.
No, stop.
I can't...
Oh my god!
Damn it! Oh, of course.
So you finally figured it out.
Mikey.
Yeah, of course, Mikey. Nice one, Sherlock. Oh wait, no, sorry, you're Cooper Corrigan, Private Eye. I didn't think you'd be this stupid.
My gun was trained on his head.
All right, so why'd you do it?
Hey, Felicity, why'd I do it?
I don't know-
I'm your goddamn brother, Felicity. Does that explain enough for you, Corrigan? Name's Michael Prometheus. Ever heard of me?
I don't...
Of course not. To my father, I was just an electrical engineer. I created all of his damned revolutionary advances in technology. That was me. He stole my fire. And then he makes Felicity his outstanding daughter. He was going to give her the company, Corrigan, and I couldn't let that happen. I changed Timothy's definition of truth. I added a remote control protocol to Crank's arm during maintenance. I sabotaged your car, Felicity. I had rigged it to crash, but I needed Timothy to activate it remotely. That was what Timothy was really helping me with. You were supposed to die. I think Timothy's incompetence saved you there. So now I've just hastened the inevitable. I don't have the company, but I still have vast control of everything in the city. I can make a different name for myself now, and that's the truth.
I can't let you escape, Mikey.
I pointed my gun.
Just try and stop me.
Bullseye.
You missed.
I watched as he faded away. Just a hologram.
Exit.
In an hour, Prometheus headquarters was crawling with police. I filed my report and got out of there. Another day, another case, but no justice this time. I walked down the shining streets of my city, knowing that the world of crime has a new member in its ranks, a dangerous one. But I made a promise to this city. I will always be there to expose the scum and put them in their place. And that's a promise I'll keep. Or my name isn't Cooper Corrigan, Private Eye.
We hope you've enjoyed Tell It Slant. This is a production of the Audio Storytelling Intensive at Hampshire College. Special thanks to Jennifer King, John Bruner, Neil Young, Matt Newman, and Janiris Fernandez. Tell All the Truth is a poem by Emily Dickinson and recorded by Jen Markey. This is Karen Werner. Until next time.
Tell all the truth, but tell it slant.